talking about white women. What I'm asking you. You don't stop talking.
You know, that's a Jim Crow law. That's a Jim Crow law. You know? Listen, you're Williams, aren't you? You're Williams, aren't you?
Yeah, I know you, Williams.
I know you, William.
I'm not William. Come here for me.
First of all, I'm riding my bicycle here. And it is a legitimate form of transportation.
Listen to me.
Hernandez, listen to me. I will give you one of my cards.
But listen to me. Listen to me. Without interrupting.
I first asked you, nicely and politely, to get out of the road because your path is wider. I sat right up in the corner and watched all the cars moving out of the way to keep from hitting. For your safety, I asked you to get out of the road. And you start spitting out sections like, I don't know. I know what you're doing.
You know
what I'm asking you is to be on the sidewalk for your safety.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm not done.
Mike, where?
Under Title IX, he wouldn't have position in the first place.
Mike, where is he going to get the suit off?
I was going to try to go to the mission. How you doing, my friend?
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Harrington, yes. I'm trying to go get a Thanksgiving dinner, and this rookie from Gulf Coast Community College?
Hey, listen.
I don't know his previous occupation.
Jim, listen to me. I need to call me.
I'm calm.
My accusers. There you go.
Nice and calm with you, right?
That's fine, Harrington. Mr. Harrington, I'm fine.
Am I supposed to be intimidated by the way you're looking at me?
Let me ask you something. If I'm trying to get down the road to get a Thanksgiving dinner on November 2008, and I'm being terrorized by where I'm riding the most earth-efficient form of transportation, and I am not stopping any cars because, first of all, number one, what is the width of those lanes there, Officer Hernandez?
Let's start at the beginning.
What are the lanes?
Let's start at the beginning.
What are the, yeah, let's do that.
The beginning is you had an unauthorized passenger on your vehicle, on your bike.
Unauthorized? Really?
You cannot have a passenger sitting on the backbone of a bicycle.
That wasn't on the back, it was in the middle.
Gives me a right to ride. No disrespect, officer. 316-2065.
And
no disrespect to you. I would love to interrogate you in court. I'd love to. I'd love to find out your background. Was you in the military? If you was in the military, you swore an oath to support and defend my constitutional rights. That means you're an American enemy under 876 of the Florida statutes. One can look it up under 895 of the Florida statutes, too. United States
disrespect, officer. No disrespect.
We'll handle all that, okay?
All right. I want to cross-examine him in court.
Okay.
You ain't got a chance, buddy. You ain't got no... Verbally only, you ain't got a chance. And I've worked with cops. Poor Sergeant Kite got murdered by a boom car punk. Officer Hernandez, what do you do about these boom cars? There's a drug deal right there. See the flag right there? There's a drug dealer going up and down the road, Officer Price. 316-3634
45. Get me one of these phone cars, 932 contraband. You can take away their vehicle. Hey, wouldn't you like to have a nicer vehicle to ride around? Get a Maserati or anything like that?
Would you like the one on 876 or his public oath? That he swore to protect my rights? No, just check that off, sir.
Which one are you quoting about the roadway?
316-2065.
2065,
yes. 316, it says, a bicycle has a right to go down the road in the safest practical manner as possible. That means I could ride on facing the traffic, but I won't because my heart can't take having cars come towards me. It scares me. I can ride out in the middle of, I can ride in the road. As a matter of fact, if there's a dead animal there, I have a right to ride in the middle of the road, don't I? To avoid that dead animal, right? If there's glass and trash in there, with these sidewalks, Officer Price, are those sidewalks continuous? Are they unpredictable? Don't they have bumps and curves and all kinds of glass and trash? When's the last time a street sweeper came by here and cleaned up the trash? They don't do it.
Did you say anything about you having another person on the front of your vehicle, on the front of your bicycle?
First of all, number one, I was trying to help that person. And number two, if you're looking for violations, why don't you get these phone cards?
We're talking about your problem.
We're talking about the problem. We're talking about the big problem, these phone cards, these drug dealers that are all over
the
place.
That's your problem. This is
our problem here because when you look the other way, we're not going to just look at this problem. We're going to look at the big problem, these boom cars.
We're talking about you right now.
No, we're talking about, I want to know, do you get to be one of these boom cars that are going down the road?
Yes, I do.
Give me the tag.
Yes,
give me the names of the people that you've arrested.
Go to the Panama City Police Department and get that. I don't know.
Well, if you have, you should be able to recall it right off the top of your head.
No, I don't have a photographic memory.
Wait a minute. You said you did. I'm sure you recall the last time.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. I know about an idiot clown, Bernie Wilburn, that terrorizes the homeless people that got arrested.
Jerry caused
his car to flip over December 2000. I have a right to be in the road. No disrespect, officer.
Here's what we're going to do. This whole thing's a mess. What we're going to do is document it on a citation. And listen, this is easy to take care of. You've got 30 days. It's impeding the roadway. And listen, we're not going to yell. We're not going to scream. But it's impeding the roadway. This is easy for you to take care of. You've got many gift stops. You've got a phone number. I'm going to give this to you.
I'm taking it to court because I'm going to interrogate you, buddy. You better have a video camera. You better have a video camera.
I can't ask you.
Okay,
officer. So listen, we're not
going to
point at anybody.
Okay.
We're not
going to
make a disturbance.
It's a disturbance? That's my constitutional right to be able to express myself
without
race? That's a disturbance?
Hey, listen. We can't go
into
that one thing,
buddy.
Yeah,
I'm
serious, Paul. We're going to let you go to your Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm going down the road.
Be on your way. And also, listen, bicycles are not designed for a passenger. We're worried about your safety. No one wants to
take away. That's why he was going to take away my freedom and put me in a horrible place.
Well, guess what? Hey, no, listen. That's an assumption. No one's taking your freedom away. Sign here, you'll be free, man. Sign right here.
If I don't sign it, what happens?
Well, listen. Then you won't be free. And your whole Thanksgiving will be messed up. And your bike will be impounded. And you don't want that. We don't want that. It's just a win-win situation.
Would you mind? Hold that for me, please. I'm so mad, I'm so nervous. I'm trying to go get a Thanksgiving dinner, I can hardly even...
Well, think about that turkey, man.
I can't even write.
Think about that cranberry sauce. There you go. All right, man.
Please, have him ordered. He will have a video camera. Officer Conceal and Destroy Official Investigation, 918 and 4 staff got murdered by a boom car punk. Just like crazy white boys, they go around with the boom cars. When you get the boom cars, you get the punks.
Be careful.
When you get the boom cars, you get the punks. It kind of looks like gang tattoos anyway on him.